There were no warnings of any kind. No, it was quite disconcerting. At first, I thought my legs were giving way from under me because, it's a physical feeling that you just can't describe. But then you realise that everybody else is having the same thing, and lots of people were sort of running into the square. And obviously, for the tourists, there wasn't an awful lot of knowledge because we're not used to earthquakes. But those in the know knew to get out into the open and to crouch down on the floor. Since then, we've had about 7 or 8 aftershocks. The police, the fire, the ambulance, the helicopters, the army, they're all in at the moment. They've even called in the rural fire services. So things are, I was going to say, starting to get back to normal. But we're actually lodging, because, of course, all our possessions are in a hotel we can't get into. We're actually lodging with a very kind person that we met on the street who's got a house. And, of course, you walk into the house and the house is absolutely covered with everything that's fallen off the wall, out of shelving. So although it's devastating in the city centre, the suburbs have caught it as well, although the buildings aren't as badly damaged. The New Zealanders are incredible people. We've had offers of accommodation. Everyone's in the same boat, so it's not a case of people being smug or anything like that. Everyone's helping each other. It's utterly fantastic. As I speak, a fleet of St. John's ambulances have just arrived, 6 of them. Can't actually see where they're from. So, you know, slowly but surely, the emergency services are arriving. But I think it was a big shock to everybody because everyone was expecting smaller and smaller aftershocks as opposed to another earthquake.